2023年1月的深夜
，Midnight in January 2023。
23岁的伊拉克女孩蒂巴阿里正在巴格达一个朋友家里睡觉。
23-year-old Iraqi girl Fieber Ali was sleeping at a friend's house in Baghdad.
凌晨3点半，破门而入的不是陌生人。
3:30 a.m. The intruder was not a stranger.
而是他自己的家人。
Instead, it was his own family.
他被迷晕，被拖走。
He was drugged and abducted.
带回了那个他曾拼命逃离的地方。
Returned to the place she had desperately tried to escape.
而在那之后
After that,
他发给朋友的最后一段语音
The last voice message he sent to his friend
让整个伊拉克都愤怒了。
This has angered the entire Iraq.
这个女孩究竟经历了什么？
What did this girl experience?
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是九斗。
I am Judo.
马上开始我们今天的节目。
Let's start our show today.
他只是想活着。第八。
He just wanted to live in Tibur.
阿里来自伊拉克中部城市迪瓦尼亚。
Ali is from the central city of Diyarbakir, Iraq.
一个大约900,000人口的城市。
A city with a population of about 900,000.
以农田、稀有鸟类和一家轮胎厂著称。
Known for its rare agricultural birds and a tire factory.
这里是他的家。
This is his home.
也是他最终选择逃离的地方。
This is also the place where he finally chose to escape.
他的家庭用任何标准来衡量。
His family, by any standard,
都算得上极度保守。
All of them are considered to be in the extreme intersection.
父亲塔伊普，母亲，还有几个兄弟姐妹。
My father, Tayyip, and my mother, along with several of my siblings.
而第八，在这样一个环境里。
And Tibur in such an environment.
偏偏是那种独立、直率。
Independent and outspoken.
思想自由的人。
People who value freedom of thought.
在很多地方，这些特质会让人欣赏他。
These qualities make him appealing to many people.
但在这里
But here,
他们让他陷入了危险。
They put him in danger.
2017年5月
May 2017,
第八跟着家人一起去土耳其度假。
Tibur went on vacation with her family in Turkey.
土耳其对伊拉克游客来说并不陌生。
Turkey is not unfamiliar to Iraqi tourists.
两国文化有不少交集，又有足够的差异。
The two cultures have many similarities and differences.
让人感受到不同。
To make a difference.
对第八来说
For Tibur,
这一趟改变了他对一切的看法。
This trip changed his perspective on everything.
他爱上了那里的文化、食物。
He fell in love with the culture and food there.
更爱上了那种可以自由表达自己的感觉。
I really like the feeling of being able to express myself freely.
与此同时
At the same time,
他也不得不面对一个痛苦的现实。
He couldn't help but face a painful reality.
他在迪瓦尼亚等待他的不是未来。
He was waiting for his future in Diwania.
而是创伤。
Instead, it's trauma.
因为他的一个哥哥卡尔曾多次对他实施性侵。
Because his older brother Carl had repeatedly sexually abused him.
这段经历已经把他伤得太深了。
This experience has deeply hurt him.
假期结束
Vacation is over.
其他家人准备登机回国第八
Other family members are preparing to fly back to their home country, Tibur.
拒绝上飞机
Refuse to board the plane.
父亲塔伊普暴怒
Father Tayyip was furious.
但从他的角度来看
From his perspective,
根本没有什么选择可言。
There is no choice at all.
要么留在土耳其。
Stay in Turkey.
要么回去面对那一切。
Either face everything again.
而那一切，他已经无法再承受了。
And all of that he could no longer bear.
最终。
Finally.
家人没有办法。
Family has no way out.
只能把他一个人留在了伊斯坦布尔。
Leave him alone in Istanbul.
一开始。
Initially.
第八既没有稳定的经济来源。
High Bar has no stable economic source.
也没有什么计划。
No plans.
更谈不上安全感。
Not to mention security.
但他有一点是确定的。
But one thing is certain.
这条路是他自己的。
This road belongs to him.
他慢慢和家人恢复了联系。
He gradually reconnected with his family.
主要通过母亲沟通。
Mainly through mothers.
父母勉强同意。
Parents reluctantly agreed.
资助他在伊斯坦布尔读书。
Fund his studies in Istanbul.
于是当初那场仓皇的出逃在表面上变成了一次留学。
Thus, the hasty escape that had initially taken place turned into a study abroad experience on the surface.
他找到住处。
He found a place to live.
接了工作
got the job,
读了课程
read the course,
交了朋友
met a friend,
学着打理自己的财务
learning to manage my own finances,
一点一点把自己的生活从零搭起来
piece by piece, build up your own life from scratch,
等他回过头去看
wait for him to turn around,
已经是另一个人了
I'm a different person now.
然而
However,
父亲塔伊普也在这段时间里逐渐意识到一件事。
In this period, my father, Tayyip, gradually realized one thing.
他正在永久地失去对女儿的控制。
He is permanently losing control of his daughter.
第八那时已经接近19岁。
At that time, Tybar was almost 19 years old.
在大多数国家
In most countries,
这意味着他有权利做自己的决定。
This means he has the right to make his own decisions.
但塔伊普不这么认为。
But Tayyip didn't think so.
也不打算接受这件事。
I don't plan to accept this.
真正让他彻底爆发的是两件事。
The two things that truly made him explode were
一
One,
他发现第八在网上开了账号。
He found that Tibor had opened an account online.
二
Two,
他有一个叫穆罕默德的叙利亚男友。在土耳其安顿下来之后
After he settled in Turkey with his Syrian boyfriend, Mohammed,
第八开始在 YouTube 和 Instagram 上记录自己的生活。
Tibor began to record her life on YouTube and Instagram.
他不是刻意想做网红。
He didn't deliberately want to become an internet celebrity.
只是想把这段全新的人生留下来。
Just want to keep this new life.
他在视频里展示日常，分享点滴，风格。
In the video, he showcases his daily life and sharing style.
随意，更像是在和朋友聊天。
More like chatting with a friend.
而不是在表演。
Not performing.
很多视频里都有穆罕默德的身影。
Many videos show Mohammed's figure.
两个人打打游戏。
Two people play games.
在湖边吃披萨。
Eating pizza by the lake.
普普通通的相处。
Ordinary and common interactions.
在外人看来。
From the perspective of outsiders.
这些画面再正常。
These scenes are normal.
不过
However,
但对他在伊拉克的家人来说
But for his family in Iraq,
这已经是一种冒犯。第八的计划
This is already an offensive plan against Tibia.
其实非常简单。
Actually, it's very simple.
留在土耳其，靠自己生活，和穆罕默德在一起。
to live independently in Turkey and with Muhammad.
将来或许结婚。
Maybe I will get married in the future.
但正是这种普通。
But it is this ordinariness.
让他在家人眼中变得危险。
Make him dangerous in the eyes of his family.
因为他已经成了他们最不想要的那种女儿。
Because he had become the kind of daughter they least wanted.
一个他们再也控制不了的人。
A person they can no longer control.
2023年1月初。
January 1, 2023.
第八决定回伊拉克一趟。
Tiber decided to return to Iraq.
不是为了见家人。
Not for seeing family.
而是为了见朋友。
Instead, it was to see friends.
还有一个原因。
Another reason is.
伊拉克正在参加海湾杯决赛。
Iraq is participating in the Gulf Cup final.
对阵阿曼。
Against Oman.
他想去现场感受一下。
He wanted to go to the scene to experience it.
也想试着和这个曾经伤害过他的国家。
I also wanted to try and reconcile with the country that had once hurt him.
重新建立一点什么。
What to rebuild.
他把这次行程发在了社交媒体上。
He posted this trip on social media.
结果家人早在他登基之前。
The result is that before he ascended the throne, his family
就已经知道他要回来了。
I already knew he was coming back.
家里有人开始在网上威胁他，第八选择无视。
Some people in his family started to threaten him online.
反正他压根不打算去迪瓦尼亚，和家人保持距离就行了。
Anyway, he didn't even intend to keep his distance from his family and the people in Devania.
这趟旅程大部分时间过得很好。
This trip was mostly enjoyable.
他第一次真正游览了巴格达。
He had his first real visit to Baghdad.
看着伊拉克赢得了海湾杯。
Seeing Iraq win the Gulf Cup.
觉得自己和这片土地之间的隔阂。
I feel a sense of alienation from this land.
好像稍微少了一点。
It seems a little short.
然而就在要离开的前一晚。
However, just before leaving.
他心软了。
He softened.
母亲知道他回来了。
Mother knew he was coming back.
一直在求他见一面。第八告诉母亲。
I told him I wanted to meet him.
也许明天早上可以聚一聚。
Maybe we can meet tomorrow morning.
还告诉他自己住在巴格达亚尔木克区一个朋友家里。
He also told her that he lived in a friend's house in the Baghdad al-Makr district.
这是他犯下的最大错误。
This is his biggest mistake.
因为他的家人认识。
Because his family knows him.
这个朋友。
This friend.
也知道朋友住在哪里。
I also know where my friend lives.
2023年1月30日凌晨3点半。
January 30, 2023, 3:30 a.m.
就在第八计划飞回土耳其的前几个小时。
Just a few hours before the A plan returned to Turkey.
朋友家的门被人强行撞开了。破门。
The door of my friend's house was forcibly broken open.
而入的是他自己的家人。
And the ones who entered were his own family members.
他们在黑暗中找到了他。
They found him in the dark.
给他注射了镇静剂。
He was given a sedative.
第八尖叫着挣扎。
Tiber screamed and struggled.
直到意识慢慢模糊。
Until the consciousness gradually faded.
世界彻底陷入黑暗。
The world is plunged into darkness.
几个小时后
A few hours later,
他在一间熟悉的房间里醒来。
He woke up in a familiar room.
那是迪瓦尼亚的家。
That's the house of Duwania.
距离巴格达超过160公里。
More than 160 kilometers from Baghdad.
是他曾发誓再也不会回来的地方。
It was the place where he had once sworn never to return.
而那个曾经侵害过他的哥哥
and that brother who once harmed him.
就在同一屋檐下。
Under the same roof.
家人试图和他谈条件。
The family tried to talk to him about the conditions.
据说他们告诉他。
They told him that.
只要穆罕默德飞来伊拉克正式提亲，家人。
As soon as Muhammad formally proposed to his family in Iraq,
就接受这段婚事。
I accept this marriage.
也接受他这个人。
I also accept him as a person.
但第八很快意识到这是个圈套。
But Dante quickly realized that it was a trap.
据多方消息来。
According to multiple sources.
来源。家族的部落告诉塔伊普
The tribe of the living source told Tape
如果穆罕默德和第八结婚或者两人继续活着
If Muhammad and Tiber get married or continue to live together
整个家族就会被驱逐出部落
The entire family will be expelled from the tribe
这背后的意思不难猜
The meaning behind this is not difficult to guess
也许他们真正的打算是把穆罕默德诱来伊拉克。
Maybe their real plan is to bring Muhammad back to Iraq.
然后一并解决。
Then solve them all at once.
第八提出了一个再简单不过的要求。
Heber made a very simple request.
让那个曾经侵害他的哥哥离开房间。
Let the brother who once harmed him leave the room.
塔伊普的回答只有三个字。
Kate's answer was only three words.
那又怎样？谈判。
What's the point of negotiating?
很快变成了争吵。
Soon turned into a quarrel.
警察甚至被叫来协调。
The police were even called to mediate the dispute.
但什么都没有改变。
Nothing has changed.
到了傍晚。
As evening approached.
第八已经清楚地意识到自己的生命正处于危险之中。
Tiber has clearly realized that his life is in danger.
他给一个朋友发去了一段语音。
He sent a voice message to a friend.
大意是这样的。
The gist is as follows.
侯赛因。
Hossein.
如果我出了什么事儿。
If I do something wrong.
如果我的命运还是来临，请设法把我妹妹带走。
If my fate is to bring my sister away,
好好照顾她。
Take good care of her.
如果我出事了。
If I am in trouble,
就把我埋了。
Bury me.
让这一切结束。
Let it all end.
这是我的请求。
This is my request.
我的遗言。请你留在土耳其，好好生活。
Please stay in Turkey and live a good life.
用你的成功去实现第八所有的梦想。
Use your success to realize all of Tiber's dreams.
谢谢你为我做的一切。
Thank you for everything you have done for me.
我不想把这些写下来。
I don't want to write these down.
我只想让你听到我的声音。
I just want you to hear my voice.
把这段录音公开。
Make this recording public.
让我的声音传播出去。
Let my voice be heard.
让我心里的那口气出来。
Let me vent.
第八在为自己最坏的结果做准备。
Heber is preparing for the worst.
1月31日夜里。
On the night of January 31st.
第八发出最后一条消息。
Heber sent the last message.
然后彻底消失了。
And it completely disappeared.
第二天早上
The next morning,
塔伊普出现在当地警察局，主动投案。
Kate appeared at the local police station and confessed.
他承认亲手掐死了自己的女儿。
He admitted that he had strangled his daughter.
然后他在同一口气里补充说
Then he added in a breath,
第八给家族带来了耻辱。
Heber brought shame to his family.
唯一挽回荣誉的办法。
The only way to regain honor.
就是杀死他。
Kill him.
就这样，一个父亲以荣誉为名。
That's how a father with honor
杀死了自己的女儿。
Killed his own dreams.
第八死后
After Tibi died.
他曾经拜托朋友在他出事后公开的那批语音录音陆续流传到了国内外。
He had entrusted his friends with a batch of voice recordings that were later circulated both domestically and internationally after he had an accident.
各大媒体录音里
and recordings from various media.
第八亲口说出了哥哥对他做过的事。
Tibor confessed to his brother about what he had done.
他父亲的回应是这种事很容易忘掉。
His father replied that such things are easy to forget.
母亲也说了
Mother also said
同样的话
Same as before.
录音曝光之后
After the recording was leaked,
伊拉克各地爆发了大规模抗议。
Mass protests have erupted across Iraq.
在迪瓦尼亚数百人上街。
Hundreds of people in Diwania took to the streets,
举着标语
holding banners,
其中一块写着杀害女性。
One of them reads, kill the woman.
不是荣誉。
Not an honor.
这起案件又一次把伊拉克女性权益问题推到了聚光灯下。
This case has once again brought the issue of women's rights in Iraq to the spotlight.
长期以来
For a long time,
荣誉这个词被用来软化、开脱。
The word honor is used to soften and excuse.
甚至为无数女性的死亡背书。
Even said to be responsible for the deaths of countless women.
而在伊拉克的法律体系里
In the legal system of Iraq,
这种逻辑早已被写进了条文。
This logic has already been written into the articles.
根据伊拉克刑法第409条，男性以捉奸为由
According to Article 409 of the Iraqi Penal Code, men can accuse others of adultery.
杀死妻子或女性亲属
Kill your wife or female relatives.
最高刑期仅为三年。
The maximum sentence is only 3 years.
第41条则明确允许丈夫惩戒妻子、父母。
Article 41 clearly allows husbands to punish their parents-in-law.
管教子女。
Raising children.
只要在法律或习俗允许的范围内。
Within the bounds of law or custom.
而习俗这两个字在封闭的家庭空间里可以掩盖很多事情。
And the two words custom can hide many things in a closed family space.
塔伊普坐了6个月的牢就出来了。
Cape was released after serving 6 months in prison.
那个侵害了第八多年的哥哥
The older brother who had been harassing Tiner for years.
没有受到任何追究。
No one was held accountable.
伊拉克的法律至今没有任何改变。
The laws of Iraq have not changed.
联合国伊拉克代表机构公开谴责了这起谋杀。
The United Nations Representative Office in Iraq publicly condemned the murder.
并再度呼吁废除伊拉克国内法律中的第41条和第409条。
And again, we call for the abolition of Article 40 and Article 409 in the Iraqi domestic law.
但到目前为止
However, so far,
这些条款依然有效。
These terms remain in effect.
第八阿里在成为一个符号之前
Before becoming a symbol,
只是一个普通的年轻女人
Just an ordinary young woman.
她喜欢拍视频
She likes to take videos
喜欢旅行
Like to travel
喜欢穆罕默德
Like Mohammed
想在土耳其把自己的小日子过好
I want to live a good life in Turkey
她没有想要成为任何人的旗帜
She didn't want to be a flag for anyone
她只是想醒来的时候
He just wanted to wake up
觉得自己是安全的
They feel safe.
是自由的
is free,
是属于自己的
it belongs to me,
就是这样一件事儿
that's how it happened,
让他的家人觉得他必须死
make his family think he has to die,
做完这期节目
after this episode is finished,
我沉默了很久
I remained silent for a long time,
不是因为震惊
Not because of shock,
而是因为心疼，心疼那个在异乡一点一点把自己的生活从零搭建起来的女孩。
Instead, it's because I'm so touched by the girl who's gradually building her life from scratch in a foreign land.
心疼她在黑暗的房间里录下那段语音时
I was touched by her recording that voice in the dark room.
还在想着保护妹妹。
Still thinking about protecting my sister,
保护爱人
protect loved ones,
唯独没有想到自己，他走得那么不甘心。
What I didn't expect was that he would be so unwilling to leave,
却又那么清醒。
But I'm still so clear-headed.
他知道自己在做什么。
He knows what he is doing.
他知道代价可能是什么。
He knew what the cost might be.
但他还是选择了那条属于自己的路。
But he still chose his own path.
这让我想起很多女性。
This reminds me of many women.
她们或许没有身处战火或极端压迫之中。
They may not be in the midst of war or extreme oppression.
但也有自己要翻越的那座山。
But there are also mountains that need to be climbed.
也许是那个被迫放弃的机会。
Maybe it was that opportunity that was forced to give up.
也许是那段让自己越来越渺小的关系。
Maybe it's that relationship that makes you feel smaller and smaller.
也许只是每天早晨睁开眼。
Maybe it's just waking up in the morning.
发现自己又在为别人的期待。
Discovering that I am again being influenced by others' expectations.
而活，山的大小不同
，and the size of the mountain varies，
但攀登的勇气是一样的
，but the courage to climb is the same。
第八用他短暂的23年告诉我们
，Hebrew used his brief 23 years to tell us，
自由不是被给予的
，freedom is not given，
是一步一步走出来的
，it's a step by step process。
他在语言不通的异乡
In a foreign land where language is unknown,
找住处接工作
finding a place to live and a job,
攒学费
save money,
在没有人撑腰的情况下
without support,
把自己变成了自己的依靠
become your own support,
这不是什么惊天动地的壮举
this is not a spectacular or earth-shattering achievement,
这是每一个选择站起来的女性都要经历的那种安静的
This is the quiet,
漫长的 没人鼓掌的坚持
Assistance.
所以我想对每一个正在某个路口犹豫的你说你感到害怕
So I want to say to everyone who is hesitating at a crossroads that you are not alone
没关系
It's okay.
你现在的处境也许很难
Or current situation may be difficult.
也许身边没有人理解你。
Maybe no one around understands. You.
也许连你自己都不确定前方是什么。
Maybe you don't even know what lies ahead.
但只要你还愿意往前走一步。
But as long as you are willing to take one more step forward.
那一步就算数，不必等到准备好。
You don't have to count to 10 before you're ready.
不必等到有人点头。
Don't wait for someone to nod.
不必等到世界变得公平了再出发。
Don't wait until the world becomes fair to start.
很多时候，出发本身就已经是答案了。
Often, the act of setting out is already the answer.
节目的最后，我们一起来听一下
Let's listen to the last part of the show together.
第八
Eighth
最后的录音
哪里有马里马了
المفروض انت احسن واحد تربط
last recording told me to go. Just now, I was embarrassed. Thank you, Mr. Marr. You can't. Are you standing or not? Okay, I'm listening. I can also do it. The invisible down jacket of the noble despair.
أبوي بنفس اللي قال أبوي بنفس اللي قال أنا أدري كرر نسويها ومتحرش بيش وانت بنفسك قلتوها بس قلتوا نتناسى قلتوها لو لا يما
You're good at this.